Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Özde nazım, afa ve bilav dada şeyh, özde şahki Muhammed Akhtar sahab, rahmetullah aleyh. The title of this nazım is, Mujhe ko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhe ko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahar ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Bahar ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Lazzat-e-faryaad toofaanon mein hai. Lazzat-e-faryaad toofaanon mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye. Haasil saahil mujhe toofaan hai. Haasil saahil mujhe toofaan hai. Tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan. غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, اختر خستا ہو دور افتادہ کو, اختر خستا ہو دور افتادہ کو, ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. دس بیوٹیفل اشعار ابا حضرت دادا شیخ عارف باللہ قومی زمانہ تبریز الدورہ شاہ حضرت مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ واز اے ٹرو لور آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. اللہ پرسن واز ٹوٹلی بیریفٹ آف دا کوالٹی آف لو. پرسن لائک می, واٹ ایم آئی گون ریئلی ٹرانسلیٹ, ایون اے لٹرل ٹرانسلیشن, لک ایٹ دا ورڈز دیٹ حضرت ہیز یوزڈ اینڈ سو ڈیپ ان میننگ دیٹ ایون اے لٹرل ٹرانسلیشن بائی اے پرسن لائک می از ریئلی امپاسبل آئی شوڈ سی, بٹ وی ول ٹرائی. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq of saying what is right, that I first of all realize what it is and try to make an effort and make amends. Hazrat has entitled this poem, Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. In another poem, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi said that, Mera koi nahi hai aah tere siwa. That, oh Allah, besides you, I've got nobody. I've got no support. Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda, Ey Khuda. Oh Allah, Oh Allah, Oh my beloved Allah. From those words you can see what type of love Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi had. That middle of the night his eyes would just open and would start writing, the pen would just flow in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We in our daytime when we are awake, myself, even when I'm waking, when I'm conscious and everything, then also I can't think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are lessons of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. That those who have iman, the believers, the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are immersed, ashad, they are immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are their qualities? Alladheena idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubuhum. That when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken, then their heart tremble. Wajilat qulubuhum. Wa idha tuliyat alihim ayatu zadatuhum imana. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recited upon them, before them, Allah says, Wa idha quriya al-Qur'an fastami'u lahu. That when the Quran Sharif is recited, then listen to it attentively. Don't just listen, attentively. Be silent, listen. Either you involve yourself, Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming, Quran Sharif from morning to evening. When the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ayat are recited before them, or any sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, Rabbana, ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh Allah, you haven't created these things in vain. So these are poems of love, each and every word, each and every stanza. What can a person like me understand? But nevertheless, Hazrat says that Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. That, oh Allah, I want the support of life, the object of life. That, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason that you have created us for, the purpose for which you have sent us into this dunya, may I realize that. Oh Allah, you become my support. Man kana lillah, kana Allah lahu. That person who becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes you. So Allah become mine. Jo ye tu mera, to sab kuch mera. That oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera. And that the earth will be mine, the skies will be mine, each and everything. Jo ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. And oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Then what is the object of living? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ulaika kal an'am, balhum adal. That they are like animals, those who don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the truth is put before them, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, they don't want to accept. Then these are not insan, they are not human beings. Kal an'am, they are like animals. Balhum adal, not animals, they are even worse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into our heart, then really nobody will have to tell us that wake up for tahajjud, or read awabin, or come for yazifir salah early, or go to the first surf, or make the tilawat of Quran Sharif. We will always be, love is that quality that is always outgoing, that we do not desire anything in return. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who appreciates very, very, very much. So from our side, we will just want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just be giving and giving and giving. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says that, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. That oh Allah, I want that support of life. I want to realize that object of life, that purpose of life, that why you have sent us into this world, that I can inculcate that love of yours into my, it must be my heart and it must be your love. That there must be nothing, nothing else in my heart. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. That oh Allah, my heart must just be an open ground, a blank sheet of paper. That if I write on it, must be just Allah, 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 nothing else. That my heart must be an open piece of land. That anything that grows there must be just Allah. That when I say, it must be Allah. When I sleep, it must be Allah. When I wake up, it must be Allah. When I go to masjid, it must be Allah. When I'm reading Quran, it must be Allah. I go to my shop, it must be Allah. I get into my car, it must be Allah. Anything and everything I do, this is the object of life. Allah, if Allah can just bless it to me and to all of us, then our job is done. Beda paar ho jayega. Then our ship will reach its destination. In the next couple of verses, Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara, dil sar hamara, dar tumhara chahiye. That oh Allah, I want the shore of this ocean of the love of your love, that I'm immersed in your love. I want to come to your threshold. Sar hamara, my head, dar tumhara, your threshold. That I must be in sajda. A person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. So sar hamara, and this head that is given also, given by who? Given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life given by who? Given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we have, our clothes, our food, our homes, our families, everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So behre ulfat ka ki, oh Allah, let me reach this shore. And what is that shore? That it must be my head and it must be your love. When your command comes in front of me, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. That say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them that if your families, your parents, your children, your offspring, and all these things mentioned in the ayat, which are naturally lovable to a person, beloved to a person, but if these things be more beloved to you than the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akun, regarding Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if your iman cannot be perfect, if your love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not more than anybody else in the world. So Allah, this is what I want. Let me reach that. I'm this ocean of love. I'm seeking you. I want you, Allah. Let it be that it be my head and your threshold. That when your command comes in front, that I give preference to your command first. I give preference to your love. You be above everything else. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye. That, oh Allah, if any problem does have to befall me, if any condition has to come upon me, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every condition. La yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. That whatever befalls us is only for our benefit. Whatever condition comes, it has come from the hand of my beloved. One time one person was in the presence of Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi, and these are all things we learn here. These are all things we learn here. In the presence, and Mawlana Barullah Khattab Rahmatullah Ali giving me an example after he had an objection to something. Hazrat said that you are the postmaster. If the minister of post has to send you a chocolate, and then the wrapper of the how will he said even the wrapper I will treasure. That it came from who? It came from my superior. It came from the minister. It came from the department, from the highest authority. So, Kalamullah has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, I think was Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said that if somebody has to take qasam after reading Quran Sharif that he has spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not be hanif. He will not be a person who has gone against his oath. That he is definitely this Kalamullah, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, here Hazrat Allah rahmatullah says, Ghamme bas. Unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. That whatever condition comes upon us, we only turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. A person will put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be his hasab, Allah will be his caretaker, Allah will be his overseer, Allah will be his guardian, Allah will see to all his affairs. Further, Rasulullah rahmatullah alayhi says, لَذَّتِ فَرْيَاد تُوفَانُوا مَنْ هَيْ كَوْنْ كَهْتَا هَيْ كِنَارَ چَاهِيَ. That when a person is in problems, when a person, conditions come upon a person, a different, and it's everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's also we're learning here, that is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is saying, my banda, where are you going? Where are you wandering? Come towards me, I'm thinking of you. And that's the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if Allah doesn't send this wake-up call, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلِهِمْ أَوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. That when they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we open up the doors of all our bounties upon them. Now a person thinks, everything going so well for me. Allah cannot be displeased with me. And in that condition, a person doesn't get the tawfiq of making tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, then that person dies without making tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawbah and nasuh before maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a maut with afiyat, husn khatima, the best, enviable death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this. So lazzat-e-faryad, to cry in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When problems come, this is really a wake-up call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my banda, come. Now when a person is crying, fajr time also, just that thought in his mind. Isha time also, that thought in mind. Falling asleep also, that thought in mind. Just talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I've got this problem. Allah, I've got that problem. Who else must we turn to? Kaun kehta hai sahara chahiye? Who says that we need any other support besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is our hasab. Allah is our everything. Allah grant it to me first of all, there for everybody else. Hasil al-sahil, mujhe tufaan hai, tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. That the object of being on the shore, the object of being is safety. That there in the ocean, there are waves and the currents and how the seas become so rough. But me being in all that turbulence and in all that turmoil and in all that waves and all that, I'm finding serenity, I'm finding peace. My heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant it to all of us. Further, Hazrat Rawla rahmatullah alayhi says, Apni aahon se dare jana pe mir, apni bigri ko sawara chahiye. That was our crying and our one tear shed in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fire of Jahannam becomes haram upon that body. One tear. So, apni aahon se dare jana pe mir. That what our crying and our sobbing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. And we crying in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying that if you cannot cry, then make the face of a crying person. That also I will accept. How kareem is our Allah. How raheem is our Allah. How compassionate, how merciful, how benevolent. So Hazrat Rawla rahmatullah is saying that Emir, using Hazrat Mirzab rahmatullah is saying, but as an address to everybody, an address of love, that apni aahon se, what you are sighing, what you are crying, what you are weeping and you are sobbing, come into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apni bigri ko sawara chahiye, get your work done. And what is the greatest work? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with strong iman. Allah make us lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah make us steadfast on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah take us from this world with iman. Allah take us from this world when He is happy with us. Wa ridwanhum min Allahi akbar. That the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest thing. Apni bigri ko sawara chahiye. Make your affairs, get your affairs sorted out with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah becomes yours, everything will be yours. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan. Ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. Oh Allah, may it be that every breath of mine be sacrificed upon you. Pass and fast, that I stay away from your disobedience. not for a split second, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali says, wherever I be, may jihabi rahu, jis fiza me rahu, taqwa mera salamat rahe. Wherever I may be, whether I be on the surface of the earth, maybe I'm traveling by conveyance on land, maybe I'm on foot, maybe I'm on the oceans, I'm in a ship, on a boat, I'm in the aeroplane, I'm in the air, wherever I may be, oh Allah, my taqwa must remain salamat. And what is taqwa? That I don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying that, ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye, not concerned of anybody else. Oh Allah, you be pleased with me. If you are pleased with me, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, summons Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and addresses him and says, I love that person, you should also love him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to the other heavens, addresses the angels and says that Allah loves this person, you also love them. They also love him, they also start loving the person. They come into the world with their affairs and their duties, and from them the love is transferred into the hearts of the creation. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying that, oh Allah, I'm not concerned of anybody else. You be happy with me, everything is done. The rest will fall into place. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah Ali says, Dast bakusha janib zameel ma, mere sar ko tera sauda chahiye. Dast bakusha, my hand spread in front of you, spread towards Kaaba Sharif, making dua, begging from you, oh Allah, this is what I want. All the time, my focus must only be towards you, not towards my bank manager, and not towards my friend, and not towards this one, and not towards my business, and not towards my hobbies. My focus must be only towards you. My hand must be spread out only in your direction, only in direction of Kaaba Sharif, only in this direction. Mere sar ko tera soda chahiye. That, oh Allah, my intelligence, tera soda, must be just sacrificed upon you. Whatever I think must only be in your line. You must be the object of my speech. You must be the object of my life. You must be the object of my living and the object of my dying. And in the final stanza, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah Ali says, Akhtar-e khasta udur aftaad ko unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. Using his name, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah Ali, in all his humility, but actually this is for us. Where was Hazrat Allah rahmatullah Ali? And where are that we can't even translate literally the words that Hazrat Allah rahmatullah Ali has written. But it says that Akhtar-e khasta udur aftaad ko, Akhtar-e khasta, this useless person who's got no support, a dur of tada, very far fallen, very far away from you, O Allah. Unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. We just want that you call us to your mercy. O Allah, summon us, drag us by the hair of our foreheads, pull us towards you, like our magnet draws steel towards it. O Allah, just pull us towards you. Nothing is within us, is nothing. Ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah. That whatever comes to you of goodness is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that you've got is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, what we're asking from you is your mercy. Look at us with mercy and pull us towards you. This is the object of life. Allah bless you to me first of all, thereafter to everybody else.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. This is our last majlis before Ramadan, and just to remind ourselves of the great value of Ramadan, so that we can spend, inshaAllah, Allah give us tawfiq, this very great, very blessed month, and what an opportunity that we can spend every moment correctly. And from that we should learn to spend our whole life correctly also. In the Surah Wal-Asr, Allah takes qasam of time. And in there various aspects that how valuable time is. And this time that Allah has given us, when that last breath will come out, when the ruh is gone, then we'll realize the value of time. That I still have to do this, my qaza namazes, I had to still pay my zakat, I had to do this, I had to do that. Now this opportunity is gone. While we have this time, we can prepare for our akhirat and our eternal life. Whatever little chance we get, Just one subhanallah, tamla'ul mizan. It fills the whole span with sawab, from the earth to the ground. So why must we just, wherever we can get an opportunity, some dhikrullah, whatever we have to do. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person wants to pass time, fails time. And yeah, in Ramadan, how many of us we want to pass time? Just to like, we go for a drive to pass time. We do something else to pass time. There is absolutely, especially in Ramadan, like that in life also, there is no real time to pass. If we really get Allah bless us with the reality, then we will see that all the sports and fishing and holidays, there is no time for all this. For that eternal life of the akhirat as a person, and what enjoyments. We all make dua, and we must make dua for Jannatul Firdaus. But then when we see a little bit what Jannat is like, forget Jannatul Firdaus. And then we see those people who work for it by day and night. What sacrifices they made. We feel shy. But Allah is Kareem. And we have been commanded to ask for Jannatul Firdaus. So we ask, but really where are we put for that place there? Jannat, like for example, a little child, it happens who come from the villages or who come from the farms, when they come in the city, they get amazed with everything. And this things here, it can't be for us. We not to fit for all this. These are what things are these? Like that is our condition with Jannat. But we can't take Jahannam also. So we beg Allah to protect us, save us from Jahannam. What our actions are, what we are like, we know we deserve the worst. But Allah is so Kareem, so we can never lose hope. Anyway, this great month, we should appreciate it as much as we can. Allah Ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan, that is a month. What a month, this month of Ramadan. And what a month, Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Qur'an. The month in which the Qur'an Sharif was revealed. The absolute kitab. There is nothing that can ever match anywhere near Qur'an Sharif. Qur'an Sharif, today also we are impressed with this textbook, some novel, or with that some documentary, or with something. But really, the Qur'an is Qur'an Sharif. And Allah give us tawfiq also, and especially those who have learned Arabic, and that we must not stop our mutala of Qur'an Sharif. The Qur'an Sharif is so vast, and like one Maulana who came, he says now at the beginning of his bayan, I'll dive into the sea of the Qur'an and bring out a few pearls and present them to you. What the Qur'an Sharif has got, a person can never ever imagine. May Allah give us a little taste of it. For us, our tilawat also, Allah make that also is only a namat. What a great thing. So this is the month in which Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Qur'an Sharif. And the Qur'an Sharif, even if we look at it from sawab point of view, if we read without wudu, we can't touch the Qur'an Sharif, but we can read for every letter 10 sawabs. And we read with wudu, for every letter 25 sawabs. And we read in namaz in a sitting position, for every letter 50 sawabs. And if we read in a standing position, which means that this is referring to nafil namaz. Nafil you can sit and read also. And for every letter 100 sawabs. And for us, your whole lifetime nafil, tahajjud, ishraq, awabin, salatul hajah, whole lifetime's nafal cannot equal 2 rakats of faraz namaz. So in faraz namaz, what will be the reward? And then in the month of Ramadan, and this is the time to make our capital, to make our provision, to fill our wallet for akhirat. So with tilawat of Quran Sharif, how much won't we earn? So we should try and be all the time. If we are hafiz, mashallah, and there are those hafiz who are very good hafiz, they just keep on reading. Wherever, they just, mashallah, mubarak. And we should. And if we are not hafiz, we also. We can read Qulhu Allah. We can read Alham Sharif. We don't know the whole Quran. We'll carry on our reading according to our supara. But while we walking, we can also. Somebody will also think we are hafiz. We're reading all the time. But we're reading Qulhu Allah all the time. We're reading Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas all the time. But that also we'll get the sawab. We are reading Quran Sharif. you will get the sawab. So this is the month to accumulate. And then also this is the month as far as how beautiful example Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali gave us, that for example, the government of a country announces that Ramadan is coming, for all the Muslim citizens we will give them money printing machines, and it will start printing when this moon is sighted, confirmed that the moon has been sighted for Ramadan, and it will stop printing when the moon has been sighted for Eid. And you can put it on any denomination, 10, 20, 50, 100, 200, no, everyone will put 200. But it's a machine that doesn't work automatic, not just a button and it will print, but with your hand you have to turn it all the time. And so then everyone will be keen that when will the moon be confirmed. We'll keep 2-3 phones that I must be the first so that I can start printing. And really, our hands won't get tired also turning it. And that is when we can understand those buzurgs who ate once in 15 days in Ramadan, who ate hardly ate the whole. Hazrat Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, just a few finjans, the small little glasses of Sulaimani chai, black tea, at iftari time, just a few. And no talking with anyone. Nobody was allowed to meet him in Ramadan. You should go for Jamaat Namaz, you could look at him, that's all. Only Quran Sharif, day and night Quran Sharif. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali also, ajeeb, we can't understand it. Little bit what I remember, after Maghrib, Awwabin Namaz. Two or three or four paras in Awwabin Namaz. Then after Isha, little bit he should have tea with the friend. While they're preparing, one supara he reads. After that, again he's reading. Then he sleeps a little bit, but at the end he never slept whole night of Ramadan. Then again in Tahajjud, 8-10 suparas. Then in Ishraq, then he slept a little bit, and then again he should read Quran. Hamrawa this one, Hamrawa that one. After Zohar, Salatul Tasbih. In there about 2 suparas. So Allahu Akbar. When Hazrat one time wrote to all his khulafa, that all must write to me how much Quran Sharif they read in Ramadan. Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazrat Ji wrote with all his work of tabligh, receiving jamaats, dispatching jamaats, Hayatul Sahaba at night, everything. He said, I only managed 61 suparas in the month of Ramadan. So these were those people. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. Really, this is not a month to waste in other things. And like Hazrat Shaykh also, only Quran Sharif, whole month of Ramadan. And many of the buzurgs, all the correspondents, Islahi people write letters and ask them, no replies also. No meeting with anyone also. One person who came, he was a bit open, free with Hazrat, and he wanted to meet with Hazrat and discuss some political issue. He should come and he was free. So he just couldn't. Every time he's asking Hazrat, he's busy now here, yeah, busy there, busy there. So then he went after Zohar, he thought he'll get a chance. Hazrat already immediately, no wasting time. Namaz to his room, room is locked. He's reading Quran Sharif. So then he shouted from there, say Ramzan comes to us also, not only to you. But it doesn't come like a fever. Like for you, like it's a fever, it's now Ramzan. You don't understand anything else. Allah give us tawfiq, we are very far, but at least some little bit, inshallah. So, munasabat with Quran Sharif in this month, as much as we can. Alladhi unzila feehi al-Quran. And then the Quran Sharif, what a kitab. Hudal linnas. Guide for mankind. What a great kitab. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. And the miracle of the Quran Sharif, that we read it without understanding also, we will get the meaning. And if the teachings of the Quran will come into us. And if we read it with understanding, then what to say. And we make the rites of the Quran Sharif if we fulfill. We ponder on the meanings, etc. We try and read it with proper tajweed. Allah give us tawfiq. And also in this month, Allah give us all tawfiq if we can. We go to somebody to improve our reading of Quran Sharif also. Our makharij must be correct, our tajweed must be correct. We have to make an effort in this direction. And then we read, and then if we read with the meaning, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, yeah, every morning in Ramadan we'll have the supara, and many other masjids also they have. So we should try and follow that. That is also not a sleeping period. Some of us feel that time we sleep. No, we should be awake and listen. There is an opportunity we are getting. In 1 month we can get at least a glimpse. You can't know the whole Quran and it can't be done in detail, but at least some idea of what this great kitab is. So we should try and attend and listen attentively, inshallah, we will benefit tremendously and Allah will get very, very happy. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes in Fazail al-Quran, if you get a letter from home, a letter of your beloved, you read it carefully, between the lines you are reading, trying to understand every meaning, deep meaning of it. And my kitab is saying, you don't even worry about it. Hey, what I have sent for you, you don't even worry about that. So the Quran Sharif, Huda linnas, wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. And it is bayan, full details, opens up the matter. And really, as a person reads a Quran Sharif, what can a scanning machine do? Or what can on your body they scan everything, all the details. The Quran scans you, your hypocrisy comes out. You see that what a liar I am. I act so pious, etc. But there is nothing in me. The Quran crushes you, so to say. And when the reader is so well in namaz especially, and Taraweeh also that Allah give us tawfiq not to go to the place where it's the fastest, where it's the earliest, but where we can listen to the. Once a year we get an opportunity. I can't read myself properly Quran, but I can listen to it at least once a year, nicely the Quran. So we shouldn't have that attitude of rushing through. And another aspect again, Allah has been so merciful. The closest a person is to Allah Ta'ala is in sajda. And may Allah give us the enjoyment of sajda. And inshallah, Allah has given it to everyone, but it comes now and then. The more we get it, but anyway, sajda, and that also, our namaz also we work. And that then in namaz, that Allah gave us 40 extra sajdas in Ramadan. That is like love making with Allah. When a person is in the closest love, closeness with Allah Ta'ala is in sajda. So those people who make 8 rakat, 16 sajdas only. But, and yeah, again, we shouldn't rush the imams also. Not that we're going to make so long on our own, try and make long, long sajdas. But we don't rush the imam, that we just like a rooster. We're just pecking in the ground, up and down, and sajda and namaz and taraweeh is finished and we've gone home. And we are happy about it. What an opportunity Allah gives us. So we should try and appreciate it, and we should try and get also such readers that who read nicely, take their time. I'm not saying read qiraat and lengthening it so long, but at least not just rushing, eating up the words, no clear reading, etc., no regard for any tajweed whatsoever. Little, but at least it should be, Allah give us, this is an opportunity. So this is a great month and a great kitab. Huda linnas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal furqan. And really, if a person, as it comes in the hadith, if a Ramzan passes on a person and his forgiveness was not done, very, very, because there is no, so to say, it's not possible that Ramzan can pass on a person and is not forgiven. What then, what hasn't Allah given? It is like a beautiful spiritual dastarkhan that we are invited for a real royal feast. The greatest year in the world. If somebody, one time, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, explains in a bayan, there was a dawat, most probably it was in Bombay, where they made a whole, like a Taj Mahal. But it was all food. You eat it also. The dastarkhan was also part of the food. You even eat the dastarkhan. Like we have ice cream in a cone. The ice cream is the ice cream. But we eat the cone also. The cone also gets eaten. So like that whole meal, what day? And in the world, if we read about food, what kind of people, what food they have prepared. Wallah, all that food, as far as Ramadan, the spiritual food Allah has given. The roza itself, tilawat of Quran Sharif, and then du'as, zikrullah, tahajjud, everything what Allah has given, He has laid out for us. a wonderful, and so to say, Ramadan comes to us and spreads out that that food for us, that spiritual food. And that food is not like this dunya's food. We eat it, then we go to the toilet and we realize what I am after all. That like Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says that a person gets up in the morning, he's hungry, so he eats now. And then he works the whole day, and at night he goes and sleep, and then he goes to toilet when he gets up in the morning, hungry, so he eats again. So insan kya hua? If you analyze insan, so insan ek pakhana banane ke machine hai. Insan that we are a machine to make stool. Din ko khana, raat ko sona, subah ko pakhana. That is all. We earn during the day. We eat, we sleep, and we go to toilet. So Allah is not going to ask us how many kilos of stool you made in the world, and how many liters of urine you made in the world. Otherwise, that is, and this is what the kuffar are, the non-believers. And how beautiful when we hear the readers in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, that how they read the Quran Sharif, that leave these people. They are just people like animals. Their life is just eating, drinking, amusement. They've got no reality of life. This insan, for what he has been created. So inshallah in Ramzan, all talks will be given, kitabs will be read, that at least some sort of this comes into us, we come to realize. This is the month of taqwa. To acquire taqwa, this is the ideal recipe. And what is taqwa? To stay away from the haram, to do what Allah has commanded. And what is Ramadan? It is a real khanka. Ramadan is a khanka. Khanka is where permissible things we are forbidden from doing it. What is roza? Food is permissible, halal, jais food. Your wife is jais and halal for you. Your drinks are halal, jais. Stay away from that, and that also just for a little while, from morning to evening. At night you can eat again. You shouldn't overeat, but you are permitted to eat how much you want to. So just by staying away for that, and with the correct spirit of a roza, which also inshallah we'll try and as best as we can try and put it over how we can make our rozas, which are called roza. Staying hungry is not roza. You go on a hunger strike, that is not roza. Roza is roza. With the niyat, and then with all how it is done, then a person has to acquire taqwa. Taqwa will just come by the way. When you have stayed away for 30 days from halal, then the whole year to stay away from halal, haram, what difficult will it be? So Allah made it, and also as for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, wa wa'adna Musa 30 layla, wa atmamnaha bi ashrin. That we 30 rozas and another 10 made it 40. So if we observe our 40 and we observe the rozas also, Allah give us tawfiq, rozas of Shawwal also. And then, but Allah made the 30 rozas, 29 or 30 whatever, we observe them properly, inshallah the taqwa will come into us. And when a person has got taqwa, Allah makes his whole life also easy. And then the enjoyment of tilawat, of zikr, of all that also comes in a person. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ. Those people who find this month you are healthy and you are muqeem, whatever all the conditions fuqaha have written, then to honor the month and to honor the revelation of the Quran, this is really a celebration. The roza is celebrating the month. And Allah has shown us how to celebrate. Not only to become like gluttons and we're just eating and we're having feasting and that. No, for Allah's sake we're keeping hungry. And how much won't Allah Ta'ala appreciate this? At night Allah give us tawfiq as it is, and inshallah all do it. We all get up for sehri. And then just little bit, 15 hamanas, half an hour, add to it. Make our tahajjud also. So at night tahajjud namaz, during the day roza, and we observe and we stay away from guna. What a wonderful month. This is the month when du'as are readily accepted. From sehri time finishes until sunset, Allah has ordered all the creation to say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fish, the birds, they are saying Ameen on our du'as. And then the malaika who are carrying the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, they also, Allah Ta'ala, they are continuously hymning the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, now say Ameen on the du'as of the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Du'as. And we are complaining. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, Allah reward our Buzurg. How pure. Hazrat says, you're all discussing the problems, you're wasting time. We're just discussing the problems. That this one did this, this political party is like that, must vote for that party. We're wasting time. The solution of it is that, or now, du'a. Du'a, and if we really have to analyze ourselves, when do we take out time for du'a? We do take out time for namaz. We make our namazes, five times namaz, Allah accept from us. Some of us, perhaps our nawafil also, we read. We take out time for Quran Sharif also. We read Quran Sharif. But for du'a, one is the du'a after farz namaz. And that is mostly customary. There are those people who make their du'as at that time. And advisable also that namaz after which they sunnat muakkada to make their du'a short there. So it's a short du'a. After asr, after fajr, that time we should make long du'as. And the imams also should make a bit because there is no sunnat muakkada after fajr and after asr. That is the time to make more du'a. But that time also it's a short du'a. And if the imam feel we are muqtadis, we are followers of the imam from Allahu Akbar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the second. After that we can carry on with our du'a. Especially after fajr, after asr, we should make more longer du'as. Unless there is a program or something, then we listen to the program. That is a great ibadat on its own also. Learning of deen, getting the knowledge of deen, etc. So, that time we make dua. Then each one of us asks, when really do I take out time for dua? If I get up for tahajjud, I take out 5 minutes, 10 minutes, alhamdulillah. Or before maghrib, 5 minutes I make dua. Or between adhan and iqama, that time also du'as are readily accepted. Or Jummah time, when the imam gets on the minbar, till he finishes his namaz, just in the heart we can make du'a, especially between the two khutbahs. But really ask ourselves, when do I take out time for du'a? And without, it is mentioned, a person who makes du'a is proof that he has got iman. We might give lot of talks of imaniyat, that Allah is the only doer. But when do we ask Allah to do for us? Our efforts are our efforts. We make lot of bayans, we write lot of kitabs, we make lot of kash, khususi mulaqat, this mulaqat, that mulaqat. That's all our effort. But the doer, we say all the time, and all that effort of ours, we say Allah alone is the doer. But then we don't ask Allah to do. We have to turn to Allah. Dua is very, very important. And we have seen those people, Hadraji, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, in Ramzan, in his old age, between Asr and Maghrib, he should stand and make dua. And he should make dua for every country by name. Even if it's a non-Muslim country, there are riots there, there are floods there. There was a volcano there, he makes dua for them also. So there are too many things to make dua for. But we feel that we just Rabbana atina fi dunya, one to other du'as. Finish, our du'a is finished. No, du'a is also a thing that a person has to work on du'a also. And for du'a also, like for zikr also, and for everything, a person needs stamina and needs his strength. Today we find commonly a young boy, he's got stamina, strength. When he gets married, hardly 1 month, 2 months, all his strength, because he's using it, overusing it somewhere else. And all that must be used. We are taught that preserve that and use it for your ibadat. In dua, your whole body gets involved. That is what is called dua. We just a little bit sing song, shaking our head and that, and the imam makes some nice little fancy dua, we are very happy. But dua, sajda, you need your energy. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, you need energy to make Quran Sharif. So all this we have to acquire. And this is spiritual strength, which will come from all these things. So this is that great month Allah Ta'ala has given us. There isn't a moment to be wasted. Dhikr we make, Just read Durood Sharif, just Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're walking out of the masjid, nothing to do. As we are reading, we can read 10 times Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And reading the ahadith, what will be the great value of one Durood on Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam? We read third kalima. All these things so valuable. So let us also try and fix time for Ramadan for dua. And like that on our own for the whole year also. May take out time, whichever time. I saw Musa by Marhum, Rawat in Reunion. The Rawat family, they can say they own the half of Reunion, very wealthy. And with the French government, they have a they respected and honored very greatly. Now we don't want to go into all that, and very rich and very pious too. And what businesses, everything. But we saw, well, alhamdulillah, Allah took us to Jamaat there. 3 hours every day, he's busy making dua in the masjid, the St. Denis Jami Masjid. One way for 3 hours every day he's making dua. And they're not short of anything. And he wasn't sick also, okay, because of sick or something like that. Nothing. But no. And he wasn't an alim, but what a connection with Allah. So that yaqeen, that a person, how much he's got this yaqeen really in his heart, Allah is the doer, then you're going to ask Allah Ta'ala. If you want your passport, you go to the passport office. And if it's closed, you wait there. If the queue is long, you stand in the queue, because you know, yeah, you're going to get your work done. You won't go anywhere else for your passport. You won't go to some other department, or you won't go to some other place. So we also, if we want, and we're going to the wrong department, anyway, how many times we're going, Allah forgive us, just going a bit to the extreme, right from the start, to some sangomas, and we are going to this army and that army. They can't do your work, and we are knocking our heads there, one way from one to the other, one to the other. No, go to the right office. And Allah's office is open 24 hours, and you don't have to stand in a queue there. And never is the phone of Allah engaged all the time. The whole world together can phone. Allah is hearing everyone. So Allah has given us, and this month of Ramadan is the ideal month for ibadat, for sawab, for islah, for taqwa, for our needs, for the ummah's needs. Everything Allah has put it together in this one month. And very, very fortunate, Allah bring us to that, that Allah reward our buzurgs. Darul Ulooms they made, and a lot of money. They collected money, they went through difficulty, and for what? For ilm. But Ramzan came, they closed the Darul Ulum. Because this ibadat is very difficult to join it with the ibadat of other ibadat. Ilm is a very, very superior ibadat, very great ibadat. But Ramadan, they closed it up. That now, get engaged in that ibadat. Then at Bakrid time, they close the Darul Ulum again. Because that ibadat also is so great. Otherwise, they only teach it. And alhamdulillah, Allah reward the asatiza. Whole day they are teaching. At night they are teaching. Children making mutala till late at night. All this environment is all the time alive. But Ramadan is another environment again. So Allah, let us appreciate this great month. Every aspect of it, let us not waste time. And our ladies also, all the baking and all the savouries and all that, alhamdulillah, take it. But also from one point, the savouries, etc., dietitians say that you stayed the whole day hungry, you couldn't have done a greater favour to your body. It gives it ample time for everything, they have explained, for the kidneys, for the liver, for the heart. It gives it rest, all these things. For your stomach gets rest. Ramadan, rozas, 3 rozas every day, every month, or the Monday, Thursday rozas. For health, there couldn't be a better prescription, which the dietitian says who are non-Muslims. But we destroy everything if we open our roza on deep fries. And one dietitian says that your prophet, your Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught you to may open your roza on the king of fruit, which is dates. And in dates, if we have the king of dates, ajwa, what to say then? And we open roza on that, afterwards, make your maghrib namaz, now you want to have your samosa, still better not to. But you want to have your bhajiyas and your samosas and all that, go and have it up. But open the roza on Khajur. Khajur, and Alhamdulillah, today Allah's Shan. Before to get Medina, Khajur was out of the question. He couldn't. And Zamzam was out of the question. Now Farawani hai. It is this flowing. Zamzam is flowing. And Khajurs are flowing. So make iftari on that. And that at that time also, duas also at that time, which is very, very important. And we shouldn't get tired of making dua also. So dua is a sign of iman also, and it's a sign that this person has got connection with Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah is the giver and you are making contact with Allah. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this man, and Allah give us good health also. Allah keeps condition also in Ramadan nicely, so that there is no interference we can do. And what we acquire in Ramadan, may Allah let it flow forever in the future also. And as every Ramadan comes, spiritually we are going higher and higher all the time. May Allah bless us inshallah.